Hi guys, and welcome back to the Isaiah P. Entertainment Podcast. So thank you guys for tuning in. If you've watched the previous episode, I just want to get you guys ready for this new conversation that people have been having about the necessities for survival in a civilization. So I've been talking with teachers for years about this, and professors who've been studying science and astrology and astronomy. And when we talk about society and the modern way of living, we're talking about a functioning society. So what does that really mean? Let's put a rhetorical question out there. And what that really means is that what is essential in order to form a society? And one of the things that I've heard people speculate, and I've also been researching myself and just been blown away by, is the practicality of you need space. We say space like outer space, but we don't delve into what that really entails. So I'll just give you a model. If we have a solar system and we want to progress, we're going to need space to do that. So here's a couple of hypothetical questions that, you know, people may ask to that. And when we go to these new planets, do we know what to expect? We watch the Nat Geo show Mars, and it just shows us how, you know, much, you know, basically the reality of taking risks and what it takes to accomplish those. But one of the things that is apparent in space exploration is just like anything, if you want to grow, you need space. So what the law of extinction really means is that just like any civilization, if hypothetically speaking, if, you know, we were to find you know, more things out there that are foreign, that are not here, or not from here or of us, how do you communicate with something that's not you? How do you you know, establish your territory? Our reality is not theirs. Our home is not theirs. We've watched Avatar, and shout out to James Cameron, by the way, for really working hard on this next adaptation. But, you know, in that you see the reality of, I mean, like, we don't share the same ideals. You know, if something is of value, you're going to value it no matter where you're at. So this is a long way of saying that the reality of space exploration comes with a cost, obviously, which is, in order to survive, you need to take ownership of foreign planets that may have life on there. And it doesn't necessarily mean extraterrestrial. It could just mean something like, you know, you see something valuable, like a plant that is valuable. It could be a resource. It could be like a whole bunch of copper, a whole bunch of platinum, something, you know, you hear in the Marvel movies that talk about vibranium. Who knows what's out there? We don't know until we step foot on that territory. But as you can see, we're not the biggest planet. And if we do bump into something eventually, I'm sure it'll be bigger than us. So there is that reality where you need space. So I don't want to confuse people to what they've learned in these movies or what their teachers are saying. So definitely believe what you will. But there is a practicality that there are steps needed to be done that require survival. It's just like anything else. When you have war, especially back then, you watching these movies or even you see in history, we're vulnerable. We may not be paying attention. We may not know what is out there. But definitely knowing what's out there in space is essential for the survival of the human race. So what this goes into, I don't want to confuse people too much again. One of the main perspectives that, you know, I've been, you know, watching is that while we're still attempting to step into the unknown and really face that reality of, is it possible to go, you know, to Mars and land foot and establish, you know, that is a home or another Earth too. If something did, or if something was established as extraterrestrial or even, you know, a foreign, like human, like I suggested in my previous episode, we don't really take into account that just because, you know, we can go there doesn't mean they can't come here. So how do you establish those boundaries? What are those boundaries? And that is something that I want to leave up to you guys' imagination. It seems as if that we want to do so much, but there is that practicality of communication. There is that practicality of respecting what is already established. Just like you wouldn't step on an ant pile. That is still a home. So like I was saying before on my previous episode, when we look at all this, we contextualize it, we observe it through a telescope, but I imagine destination would be for something of its own. So it'll be interesting to see what this new James Webb telescope will bring back. Hopefully will bring back more accurate assessments about what, you know, what is out there in the cosmos, and it could just continue to inspire people with these movies. But I want to leave it at that, and I want to ask a question for the viewers just to have in your imagination. If you could live on every planet and they could make it safe, if Elon Musk could make it safe to travel, if Jeff Bezos could make it affordable to travel, what planet would you want to see with your own eyes? And just keep in mind, it's one thing to say that something is possible. It's another thing to see something just like a plane outside of an aircraft through the window. And then to come home and eat dinner. But again, believe what you will. And thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Peace out, you guys.